Live from the GPB newsroom, I'm Ricky Bevington. The White House has confirmed Vice President Mike Pence will headline a rally for Secretary of State Brian Kemp this weekend in Macon. Kemp faces Lieutenant Governor Casey Cagle in the runoff for Georgia's Republican gubernatorial primary on Tuesday. Last night, President Donald Trump tweeted an endorsement of Kemp. And on Monday, Governor Nathan Deal endorsed Cagle in what is expected to be a tight race. Early voting ends tomorrow. The winner will face Democrat Stacey Abrams in November. Georgia's unemployment rate dropped to 4.1% in June. The State Department of Labor says that is the lowest rate since 2001. Nearly 5 million residents are working, which is a record. Labor Commissioner Mark Butler says Georgia's strong economy is attracting new residents.
Just this last month, we saw over 10,000 people enter into our workforce. A lot of those are going to be immigration from other states.
The number of people filing first-time unemployment claims also declined in June. The city of Atlanta no longer has a chief education officer. The AJC reports Mayor Keisha Lance Bottoms rescinded the job offer to 30-year-old Alia Bhatia within days of her hiring announcement. On July 9th, Bottoms said the new cabinet-level position would improve access to education and training for Atlanta students. Now, the mayor's office says they've decided to delay filling the position to review how it would interact with the city and the school systems. Three men in South Georgia are accused of staging slip-and-fall accidents at businesses and filing false insurance claims. The state insurance commissioner says the men face felony charges for the allegations at businesses in Brooks, Colquitt, and Thomas counties. Some Swiss rolls and bread sold in Georgia are being voluntarily recalled because of salmonella concerns. Thomasville-based Flowers Foods announced yesterday there's a potential for salmonella in whey powder used in Swiss rolls sold under several brand names. Also affected is Captain John Durst's Old Fashioned Bread, distributed in Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and the Carolinas. And a privately run immigration detention center in South Georgia could get larger. Last year, the Trump administration moved to close the center in Folkston, but the AJC reports Immigrations and Customs Enforcement is negotiating a new contract with Geo Group, which runs the facility. Charlton County commissioners will vote on the new contract today. The detention center generates hundreds of thousands of dollars in property taxes and fees for the county. The city of Atlanta, meanwhile, has suspended its agreement to hold detainees in the Atlanta City Jail and is reviewing that practice. For GPB News, I'm Ricky Bevington.